All right, here we are. Timelines. Thank you so much. Get to it here. Yeah, the emotions of survival here on planet Earth. Quite interesting how it makes timelines for all these industries and relationships of linear procurement of survival. As we work really hard here to observe, why do we get installed into timelines is what I'd like to examine today. So please call in. I'll give you an intrinsic suggestion as we transition to technologies that will be more proactive to your consciousness. One thing you can do intrinsically in your life is get a computer that you want to use on the internet, and do not give it your identity. Okay, so there's several things going on with your computers where identity is stolen from you when you don't know it. So the minute, let's say you got a wiped computer, and this relates directly to timelines and how aliens abduct us indirectly and directly. So passively is observation. When I go into the Inspired with Q, I'll show you some of the alien wars we took on in relationship to timelines recently in this last week. So if you can get a computer and go ahead and look at information, you're starting to see that your queries are being manipulated. That one's pretty simple. But because you have more horsepower now than you did 10 years ago, remember when you queried on Google, you could get anything and everything you wanted, and it would be more focused on your intentions. Now those intent, and that's true to the computers then and Google as an example, you could relate a feeling of a query, and that would actually transmit into Google. Those days are gone. Might come back. You'll see soon. Okay, so if you can get a computer now with no identity, so I like educating people to buy a used computer, make sure it's been wiped, and then go on the internet, but do not log on to your email because it has identity. Don't do that. Use a computer for just research, reading, documentation. That's one way, and your heart will protect you, and you should be powerful enough not to let it compromise timelines that are related to your queries because you want to go take a trip to Barbados. So that's what I'm getting at. So when you do go and book the trip to Barbados, go on another computer. So your queries will, you should be able to play with two different computers, and you should be able to prove to yourself there's an algorithm and then there's an AI that may not steer you if you do it one way and steer another way. So that's just a suggestion. Play with it if you want. I have to be careful because I'm watching all the PRQ team. We're able to manipulate these computers through true desire and true care. And not everybody has that ability is what I'm observing. And that's not to standardize. But that's one way to erase timelines that aren't yours, is to do things with great care and love and passion versus I have to do it this way, this way, and this way. So change the game is what my suggestion is with computers and timelines. The one item we might want to take, please call in. You know the 1-800 number, I'm sure, by now. Why do I have Kristen's folders? Oh, that's right, Kristen's folders. Thought she left the game. She's listening. That's why I'm giving her crap right now. She hates her name called out. Family timelines related to divorce. If you have family timelines related to divorce, please call in. I love that one today. And how emotions here are so incredibly powerful to our next decision. So emotions are just amazing tools to construct timelines that are not ours. So if you can slow down your emotions, is my suggestion, and just observe them. Where'd they come from? Why do I have them? Why am I participating with these people when all they do is get me emotional, et cetera, et cetera? So having the privilege and honor of working with the team here, I never get, we don't get emotions. So, but we have, when we go out in the public, we see emotions and we go, how did they get so emotional about their coffee didn't have enough cream in it? So that things like that, we study all the time and how it relates to timelines, because you affect everybody if you do get emotional, as we all know. All right, so I'll take calls, but I'm going to go through a quick narrative. One of the team members showed me a couple documents that I thought were interesting. I believe I talked about them. I know that I talked about them last week. How to quantum time jump into the higher timeline realities. Okay. The author, I'll keep anonymous, but you might be able to pull it for yourself. This author is doing their best to give us a biological, chemical, and mental and spiritual model for how to quantum time jump into higher timeline realities. Okay, what is a higher? The first opportunity you have now is, if we're reading documents like this, how to quantum time jump, how to quantum time jump. So you're already sideways already into the higher timeline realities. Okay, so what's a higher timeline reality? Okay, I feel that this person's doing their best attempt at explaining that there is higher timelines that you would prefer versus ones you wouldn't prefer. Now, how to quantify is what that word means. Time jump is completely not working. That doesn't. How could you quantify the next decision you make? You can't. So already we're backwards when we title how to quantum time jump into the higher timeline realities. Yet it is a great attempt to use a lot of the English language to do this. I'll give you the quick narrative on this. I'll probably do two or three more of these. Like, this author has stated, it is very important to understand that within your present quantum reality, okay, what is a quantifiable reality? That's the first sentence that will start helping you observe real time. I have a dog that wants to eat something. Okay, forgive me. Okay, so it's very important to understand that within your present quantum reality, you are aware of the energies within your space-time vacuum. Okay, so we talked about this last week too. So there's a vacuum somewhere. The physical manifestations unfold within present quantum reality are created by the previous energy, frequency, vibration, intention, and attention of yourself. Okay, so there's just right now. So if you make a puzzle out of this, you're going to make a puzzle out of this, is my encouragement. The combined energies of your previous state of being will determine and create the physical manifestations of your present quantum reality in your current state of being. If you're in a state of fear, anger, or any lower emotions, these energies will portal you into lower timelines, where the lower energies will create the physical manifestations of your next and future quantum realities. So the same goes for being in a higher state of emotions. A higher energetic signature will elevate you into higher realms. All right. So this is the conundrum we have here, so to speak, why don't you just stop thinking? You don't have to think about your passion. That's why your spirit is so powerful. You just go, I'm happy. Now, why am I not happy? Well, it's obviously your choices or your environment or your biosphere. So anybody that has a phone call around timelines, that you thought were making you very happy, like falling in love, and then all of a sudden now you're divorced, those timelines can be, you can actually extrapolate that as you went through the end of the relationship, you were making decisions that were not your greatest, highest joy, highest passion. And that's my great passion is to do these shows to show us all why in the first 5 minutes of my marriage it was ecstatic and the last 5 minutes was hell is one opportunity we could look at timelines, because we're making decisions based on other individuals. We're going to Little League soccer because Jimmy likes Little League soccer, but I wanted to go and hang out with the boys on the golf course, things like that. It's timelines that are about responsibilities. I understand responsibilities and the way we want to play with them, but do we have to? And I will tell you that all timelines with the brain are engineered by aliens. You won't get me to budge on that. Anyway, I'll take the calls now. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Annette from Florida, question, can we influence governance timeline through actions? Annette from Florida, please, what do you have?
Hello, Q. Thank you for taking my call. Okay.
So that one's already been used. That one's already been used, by the way.
Okay, I could do the nanu nanu. Anyways.
Okay, that one's cool too.
So we're getting ourselves involved by some suggestions that you gave to become involved in researching the pre-war government, people before the corrupt hijacked foreign entity took over within the United States and become the United States Incorporated. And we are wondering, by us inspiring that, in involving ourselves in that and bringing other people into that, are we actually changing the timeline production away from the current one and giving more power into the people having power over themselves?
Outstanding question. What? Just brilliant. Thank you so much. So sitting in many, many, many meetings over decades, whether it's the U.S. military or industrial process industry or otherwise, that question is extremely prominent. Probably five other countries this year I've taken on the same question. If we're truly going to be making decisions from our heart and our core, our natural flow and ebb, and we, in this case, forgive the word, but if we go attack the process, aren't we going to get attacked back? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
Right. So I'm going to go say, I don't like this anymore, and I don't want this in my reality anymore. It makes it more powerful in your reality, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah, we try to.
You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. We work on this every single day. So we see injustice so much, and we go after injustice. But at some point, we're now creating more injustice, validating that it's unjust, isn't it?
We're trying to bring light into the ordinary men and women to bring them into their power so that collectively we can go dig back into our past, into a governance that was created to be pure and true by the people for the people, and then that these actions are out of love of community and in each other, which will make that other system fall away as they realize that that other system isn't about them or for them, and it's about money.
Yep. So here's where we've standardized so far. Some people like to be warriors for justice. Is that, and that is a passion they have. Maybe I'm talking to one of those people right now.
You are. You are.
So don't you slow down anytime soon, because we need you. Because it's not that it's fun for you. It's like you can't sleep unless you fix this thing, right? You can't sit on your hands, yeah. Can you? Okay, now when I start the show, homesteading, PRQ homesteading, haven't I started a timeline where it changes our reality, changes our world? It's a timeline I've chosen to get everyone excited about. I can't wait for everyone to be free on their land in peace.
Most definitely.
What's wrong with the timeline you're creating? Because you're passionate about it, because it helps others, doesn't it?
It does. I'm my entire life inspired by Diana to be a queen of hearts, to be that unselfish.
I ask her every day, I go, why do you love the big bad wolf? Why do you think there's a chance with the big bad wolf? Every day I ask her, I go, that guy is trying. We were in San Francisco and there's a guy trying to steal her wallet. And I said, and she's about ready to give her wallet to him. And I go, why would you do that? We need that wallet to get on the train. So why are we doing that? She can't stop herself giving everybody love. And so that is truly a timeline of just passion. She can't help herself. So why wouldn't you never doubt yourself, please, dear one? Never doubt yourself. You're having fun.
Thank you. I love you too.
My love to you. That was a fun call. This is turning out to be really cool, this little show here. All right. Oh, I'm scared of the Seattle, Washington call. Who knows who that could be? Okay, Steve from Seattle, Washington. Near-death experiences, locks, ends, house. Do these affect timelines? That's what it says in my writing. Sorry. Steve, what's going on, man?
Oh, greetings. It's so good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Very special to hear Seattle people. It's for me.
Yes, absolutely. Mike's chili. So, I was a walk-in after a near-death experience, age 12. Now, the problems I've come to realize is that I was implanted with a lot of fake memories that have affected me as far as timelines go and just life decisions. So I've really worked hard at recovering my real memories, but it's like there's an overlay, and it occurred to me that there might be a stubborn implant that I'm dealing with. I just wondered if you could help me out here.
Thank you so much for your bravery. Very, very well done. For you to see that is phenomenal. Brilliant. Okay, so we're going to spend a little time on this, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Oh, that's perfect.
It's okay to ask you some questions. I'm going to expose some information here, if you don't mind. Okay, so a walk-in. Everyone on the planet is a walk-in. So the waking up process symptoms is what you're basically explaining. I'm in a body that has legacy memories that are not mine. Is that a fair statement?
That is correct.
Okay, so how epigenetics works is the great goal here was to get a human that couldn't get too much light in it would be the standard statement. So how do I get timelines installed in societies where they can't get all their light in them, make them toil, go to work, sit in a cubicle, you know, the game, get back in the mine and dig the ditch, etc. Okay, so when you fully realize yourself and can only see the timelines / memories of the epigenetics that are recorded in physicality is really good news, because you just said these are not my memories. Is that fair?
That is correct. Yes, absolutely.
And you inherited the memories, and it's super simple to say I used to play on Little League Baseball. but that's the body recording that history, so to speak. Okay, so my real memories, my legacy families all over the universe, all over the galaxies, that's the memories that you can't quite get, but you can smell or taste. Is that fair?
Oh, I can feel them. They're close, but every time I try to access them, it's like there's this, like this pop-up ad go, no, look at this. This is your memory. And I know it's not. So I'm going, okay, this is suspicious because they don't add up. It's like, you know, I can see right through it, but I'm still really, really struggling. Yeah. I mean, I feel a little bit like,
you're not struggling. You're not struggling at all. Okay. You're not struggling at all.
Okay.
You're doing an incredible job, but please tell me some more, please keep it going so I can feel it.
Well, I feel a little bit like I imagine a super soldier would feel like, who can't quite get the real memories, who is just struggling with, okay, what do I do with all this information? Because when I came back from this near-death experience, I had so much information, data, knowledge that wasn't my own. That's the first clue, because it's not something that I feel is legitimate.
Outstanding job. Okay, now here's what your listeners will love to hear. I've done it so many times, I get tired of hearing myself. And now, if you don't mind telling your story, what was it like to be outside the body? And I'd love to break that down for the listeners.
It was a completely different realm. It was absolutely as real as this place. It wasn't this place. And it doesn't make any sense why I would be, you know, stuck in a school for a very long time learning astrology when my understanding is that this is all trying to create timelines for other people that we shouldn't be creating.
Right on, right on. So when you're outside the body, you're transitioning into the body, you realize that you're, could we say, being constructed to do things that you wouldn't normally do outside the body. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah. So this is all alien technology. I use the word alien just for convenience of literature. Basically, this type of body was engineered to be steered. So when you get back in here, I'm looking. So when you get back in here, you're like, wait a minute, I'm not free anymore.
Well, that's exactly the way it feels like.
You don't have any capabilities like you used to, do you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, so please know that there is a solution. That it, Ron and I will never, you know, whether you get Swerdlow to validate it, when we go through hyperspace in here, back and forth, we've done it so many times, we're just trying to be canaries in the coal mine. You want to get out of here. You don't want to be in these bodies. This is the worst you're ever going to do. I'm so sorry to tell you this. And I hate to be the guy telling you. But while you're here, the solution is life outside of timelines, and that all your decisions are from absolute love of peace, no mind. You're just your passion. I assure you, if you are here, it's for a very, very, very big reason. And the fact that you can identify, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to give you any identity, but I can tell you, if you can smell the coffee's off, you are brilliant, and you are here for the hugest show ever.
Yep. I have sensed that. I have a real strong sense of purpose. I think I know what it is, and that's what I'm going to pursue. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a place for you up north to collaborate. Not too far away.
I'm looking forward to it, and so are a lot of other people here.
Cool. Can't wait to hook you up with the girls of Ballard. My love to you. Any other questions?
That's it. And I do know the girls of Ballard. So thank you for that.
You think I'm just exercising here?
Oh,
can't make fun of me when I'm making fun of you. Come on, now.
Well, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My love to you. That is a brilliant statement. So much. Oh, that just thrills me so much to hear that. Let's keep moving on here. We're getting some work done here. I'll check the time. There's no such thing as time, but apparently there's such thing as time. All right. Well, let's just keep in time then. We have Idaho. It's your own private Idaho. Margaret from Idaho has been divorced and called in. I love divorces. Margaret, tell me about a divorce that I love.
I sure loved mine. it was about 10 years ago, and I got married when I was 26 and just mm-hmm. not aware. I was still, like you were saying, reacting emotionally. That I wasn't really thinking about how it was going to affect me, you know.
But he was hot.
No, that's not it. I got pregnant and I thought this was God's way of telling me
this
is my guy. And I thought God was telling me this is the guy. Then I got married and it was, I swore to be with him before God forever. And I really thought I made my bed and I had to lay in it. And that just had to stay with him, whether he was a jerk or not. And then, what all turns out, I was there for 32 years and raised three kids and stuff. But I just thought this was my obligation from God. And now I realize, oh, God doesn't want me to be sad. Doesn't want me to be upset, doesn't want me to be miserable. God wants me to be, I'm God for crying in a bucket. So, it was a learning. It took me 30 years to figure that out, but I'm so happy now. I'm with a really great guy, so I'm doing a lot better.
Okay, do you mind if I ask you some questions?
You can ask me all the questions you want.
Thank you. So, in this example, procreation, create a timeline for mm-hmm. the example you gave us. Is that fair to say?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's go before procreation.
As well as programming.
Okay, programming. So now we know these bodies are overstimulated to procreate. So that's easy. We're over emotional. Mm-hmm. We're overstimulated. Possibly we could judge that. Mm-hmm. We could say we're understimulated because we procreate so much because we don't get nurtured from our spirit source, our light body from another person. As an example, the mermaid mm-hmm. and I, we would probably spend hours and hours just gazing in each other's eyes and be tuckered out because we're so fulfilled. Now, that's not mm-hmm. to say that that's the way to do it for you or anybody else. It's just when we're able to merge, we feel as one. Now, mm-hmm. if we take your example, and that's just encouragement for everybody, when they find their true mate, it'll feel more like that. So let's take your example to help others. I emotionally got charged to procreate with this person that created an outcome that we would get married. Is that what you said to me?
Yes.
Okay, so I had a moment where I was stimulated to go and procreate with this individual. And prior to that, did you know the individual?
Of course. What? What do you mean by that?
So how much time did it take for you to have a relationship with this person before you procreate? It's an interesting, stay with me if you don't mind. Did you know him for weeks,
okay, not
months,
long,
years?
All right.
Did you grow up with him? It's not criticism. It's just, how did we make an emotional timeline for us instantly? That's what I'm encouraging you to examine. Now, what you're going to find, now let's take that analogy, let's put it aside. Now, let's look at earlier in our life. How do we do with mom and dad when we were growing up?
Do I got to go there?
Well, I'm not going to ask you to do that. But no, watch this. Watch this. So when we look at the incremental timelines that we've made going through primary school, middle school, high school, did I get abused? Were all my friends very nurturing, et cetera, et cetera? How did college go? You fill out your own story, but you'll actually see that your timelines were most likely constructed by your epigenetic recording system. Because
totally, I can hindsight, I can see that totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So you inherited not only the life that you lived through your youth, but you actually inherited all the lack of, and or you fill in the blanks, you decide, you actually inherited your ancestors' lack of receiving light and or traumas. Who was in the war? I can see someone was in a war. Well, you're going to get that shell shock.
Yeah.
So those are timelines. And so your desire to, the day you procreate with that person, was really just desire to be nurtured and loved and appreciated. All of those words you like. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now when we make decisions to be a partner, it's completely different, isn't it?
Totally different. 180%.
Now, I worked with Lucina Cole Evans on this too. And she'll be on the first hour of Inspired with Q today. So how do we duplicate what you went through and teach it? How could you teach us that if I had to do it all over again, it would be like this? What's the one thing we can hang our hat on and say, if I had slowed down and made a decision like this? Well, everyone goes, every time I've had this conversation, everyone goes, I was too immature. I disagree with that.
I feel we could
teach our children to slow things down, watch them, observe them, and then make a decision maybe. But please, your opinion.
Totally. No, I completely agree with what you just said, but also I feel like I was indoctrinated by all the religious instruction I received. That was the one constant in my horrible childhood, like very bad things. But God was always there in my feelings, right?
There's always somebody higher observing you, isn't there? There's always someone higher.
Exactly. And judging me.
And you better be good. You better be good.
Right.
How they screwed with Santa Claus that way? It's just amazing.
Well, I like Santa Claus. Anyway, but the point is that I believed that I had to do something because God wanted me to do that. I didn't realize I was God. I knew I loved God. I didn't know that was me that I loved. So I was not loving enough to myself to understand that I didn't have to make this choice to get married. I didn't want to. I just thought I had to.
Outstanding. So that's brilliant. And I'm so heavy-handed on religion because they indoctrinate you into a belief system, not a knowledge system from your heart. So
right.
You got told, and by the way, family and friends, that if you get divorced, you've gone against the Bible too, haven't you? You've gone against the Bible.
Well, and so, it wasn't so much that. It was kids and family that's why I didn't get divorced, because I had three kids, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, I can't break up the family just because out of my own selfishness and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I did anyway.
Great job observing it and being so loving of yourself and so caring of yourself that you would know how to get back in peace. You've taught so many people today your experience. Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Thank you. I'm glad.
Any other questions for me? Thank you. I'm so lucky to get your questions.
Can I just ask you one thing? And this may sound like a kind of a dumb question, but I was just listening to the homestead thing. When we do the homestead on a piece of land, does that mean we don't have to pay mortgage anymore?
That is a Roger. I did the work for you.
Whoa, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we put homes in foreclosure and went, and my suggestion is, in your reality, you do not go to court, but I wanted to test it out a lot, and I wanted to be good, and I had some great help. I had a lawyer that lost his license for many different reasons. He was incredible. He helped me. I couldn't have done it without this lawyer, but it got me savvy at understanding the English language in a way that I wouldn't have if I hadn't gone through the experience. Using my abilities to control outcomes is what I do my best not to do. And the PRQ team is on my ass all the time. Why don't you just go control that situation? You have the abilities to do that. And everybody on this planet has the abilities to do absolute control of situation. And that's what I'm explaining to everyone. If you use your heart instead of your mind, the outcomes are completely different. I did do multiple foreclosures on properties so that I could prove the authenticity of your heart defending that you want to live someplace on planet Earth. Because I really wanted to live on this piece of property. And I also wanted to prove that there is injustice with banking and mortgages. So when I use that horsepower versus mind control, I want this done versus this is mine. I live here on planet Earth. The outcomes were practiced over and over again. And so the banks do not, once you can prove heart-based intentions in the processes that you've inherited, banking or otherwise, the outcomes are completely different. So as an example, if you live on a home right now and it's going into foreclosure and you don't really want to live there, you just bought it because you could afford it. And by the way, grandma and grandpa told me I had to live close to them because I have grandkids. Those outcomes are going to be different than I love living here. When you do defend your homestead, we have proven that many times. I'm not going to fight every mortgage company because Jim from Tecumseh couldn't afford his bills. That's not what we're really going for here. Is if you want to truly homestead, you really want to live there, is the goal here.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that if you do have a land patent, you have a homestead, banks will not give you a loan. And title companies will not give you a title because it is the highest form of title in the United States of America and all over the world. Try it.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you can, I don't care what bank it is, they will not give you a loan. They will not give you a loan if you have a homestead because they can't take
so much. So I don't want to take up too much more time, but I really got asked this while I got you. My conundrum is that there is a piece of property in California that I want so bad. I want to live there so bad, but it's for sale for like $15 million, and I can't afford that. So I can't.
Hold us there. So now there's some key people listening. Now remember, there's a lot of hotshots listening to when you talk to me. And they want these stories. The behind the scenes here, there's some real interesting people listening to these shows. And that's what we need is this conference room. Okay. Is there a place in California you love?
Yeah, but there's a
Where's it at?
Right, it's in St. Helena, California.
Okay, so there's an individual writing this down right now. Do you want this baby?
Yippee! Yes, I do.
You want this baby? Yeah. Now, what are you going to do with this?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to live there and be so happy and just live there and make food and just help my community and just but be happy, mostly. Hello? What happened?
Are you going to share? Are you going to share with everyone?
I'm going to share it with certain people, yeah.
Okay. All right, so now just envision it. Envision you living there. And can you see yourself there?
Heart pound.
All right. Let's see how you do. Let's see how you do. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. All right. Thank you, BBS. I'll keep moving on. Let's see if we can get one more in here. How much time we got? Thank you, BBS. Thank you, BBS. Ah, another callerless man, BBS. New kid's kicking some ass, man. This guy's on fire. That's a Van Halen song, by the way. John from the Balkans. Question, how to escape bad patterns in timelines? Balkans. John, you there?
Hi. How are you?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you. I am beautiful to you. To me, to us. That was goofy.
All right. So let's imagine the following scenario. A soul comes on planet Earth for the first time, or that's how it feels, and it starts fighting with all that is being presented here, like the ancestral DNA patterning that you talk about quite often, mm-hmm. that each and every one of us receives the moment that we come here. So there are a lot of trauma, wounds, and suffering that we have inherited. How do we deal with this? And, for example, going in and out of good health, going in and out of poverty or abundance. And how do we deal with all this stuff, most of which we don't even know? And I have tried all kinds of spiritual teachings for the last 15 years. And, need help with that.
Thank you, John. Outstanding question. Now, the next question from another individual is also going to help me get to more people, which is identical to your question. I'm going to go to the next caller with great respect and appreciation. I'm going to give your answer through the next caller. BBS, I'll move on to Suzanne from New York. Is that okay? BBS, I'll move on to the next question. Met a stranger on a beach that has affected her timelines. How could she have avoided that? Suzanne from New York, are you there?
Hi, Q. I love you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's almost like it's designed to you know, rhyme. Hi, Q. I love you. I love you.
Perfect rhyme.
This is Q. I love you. This is Q.
I'm so excited to be with you. Do you want me to share my question now?
I would love it. I am so excited to be with you.
I feel so much energy every time I speak with you. Thank you.
Isn't that fun? It's the real deal. Yeah.
It's so fun. It makes me go, and I just want to just sit here and be in really in bliss with you. I thank you.
It vibrates and bounces off each other, doesn't it?
Yes, it's such an honor.
We're bringing it in, aren't we?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Q. Deeply, thank you.
Okay. I got to hear this question. It's so great.
So I was in my high excitement to go to my beach. I have a favorite beach where I always envision homesteading. So I'm there. I have a wonderful day. And now I have to walk back on the beach for about a mile and a half. Mm-hmm. As I'm walking back, I notice this man there. So I'm curious what I how I could have been perhaps different. I notice this man, and I notice him noticing me. So I notice, I feel his energy field, like courting mine. So just to make it a short story, I stop and readjust myself, hoping he'll change and leave. He doesn't really, so now I have to go past him. I turned real quick, said hello. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. I keep going. As I keep going, he's now accelerating his pace to reach me and almost about to touch me, where I turn and leave and redirect myself. Now, I will admit I'm starting to get agitated. He's preventing me, or I'm feeling I'm allowing it to prevent me from getting to my car. So anyway, I'm doing commands, and synchronistically, this very sharp piece of glass shows up on the beach, and I feel a little more empowered. So I just hold it in my hand as I go flying past this man. I make it to my car, no problem. It's all fine, but I'm observing, I was really in my heart, and at the same time, I had done a clearing of the Galactic Federation on Creation Lightship and had significant feeling about a clearing there. And that came to me at that time, too. So it just felt weird. So do you have any advice of what I could have done differently? Did I, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel where I'm going with that? Like, would it have been good to avoid that person, or did they come from another place?
Okay, so the reason that I talked the way I did to the last caller is I gave you an answer to your question that I already knew you were going to ask. So I did not prefer to talk to someone who wants to put us all on timelines that don't actually solve solutions, so to speak. So am I an asshole? Well, that would be up to you to judge and so forth. So the last caller, we can solve, if the question's legitimate, if it really has integrity and or the person has integrity you're interacting with, what you're saying, they did not have integrity because you could feel they did not. Is that fair?
Correct. No one of light would try to enter my space like that. It is aggressive.
Right. So our last caller is doing that to all the people listening. And in some respects, it's not. And that's how the dark works, is now we're talking about the past, because they still affected us. That's how supple and how much feeling we have. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we're spending our time during this day talking about a timeline that we did not prefer is how the dark works. It was innocent, you would say. But why am I still feeling an emotional attack from this individual is what you're telling me. Is that fair to say?
Yes, perfectly fair.
So why can't I get rid of it? I'm still thinking about this person, and now I have to talk it over with Q. Is exactly what I'm doing my best to explain how the dark works. They're just trying to keep up with us through timelines.
Got it.
Now, how do you move forward in the future? We're going to assume, or are we going to create more darkness in our reality? Well, if you live in downtown LA, you might find a couple, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, are you in New York?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Oh, I'm not right this minute. I live in New York.
Yeah.
I'm further south right now.
Yeah, it didn't look like you're in New York. I was confused. Thanks. Okay. So I'm just walking down the beach and this guy wants to abduct me, but pretending not to abduct me and participate in my life. How do you navigate society is more or less what you're saying, because there's going to be more than just you on the beach in a public area, right?
Yeah.
The only solution I have for you, because the volume and diversity of individuals here like that, is you have to cloak yourself. Shrink wrap yourself, if you like Ron's words. It's so I press. I go the opposite. I'm not convinced I can teach pressing yet. I'm doing my best. I work with many of the team members. pressing would be, I hold so much light, you can't get in with that emotional baggage. So that's an attack. That's a psychic attack is what you're experiencing.
Okay.
So to avoid psychic attacks, so they're using their mind, not their heart-based intentions. They're using their mind intentions so well that they're putting according to you that has not been defined properly in the woo-woo club, in my opinion. The cording is so good, it keeps you in their timeline. Potentially, you're still thinking about this individual. Pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really good.
And I'm observing it, and I'm knowing that that's what's happening, because I really have been practicing every time I speak about it.
It's,
I'm
like, it's really easy. It's really easy. Yep. And they sneak up on us, and you go, what the hell? Okay, so here is an opportunity. So when that happens, the fact that you can recognize it right off so quickly is amazing. So you should be very proud of yourself that you're recognizing it down the road, too. So that now that it's lingering, all you have to do is command your spirit out loud to remove anything that is not authentically me, because they're putting a cord to it. So some kind of cord. So it could be grandma, it could be grandpa. These are people you love. So, but they're able to do it if they put, we have to get comfortable with, I'm going to take it on Inspired with Q. We have to get comfortable with, just because you see an identity of a physicality doesn't mean you know what's in there or what percentage is in that physical body. How do you not see it is not important, and I can see it isn't important, but it works pretty much like this. 75% of most humans are being abducted and 25% of the real person. Now, how much time do they want to participate on the 25% or the 75% is what you're dealing with. Somewhere in there, and it varies. So that beautiful person was probably very beautiful an hour earlier and now had a certain percentage, whereas you have more light, so you're going to sustain it more often than the individual, and that's where the cording comes from. Very difficult to explain to people that the volume of the individual one moment from the next could change. And that's what's creating the timelines on the planet.
And with all of your great love and care and guidance, really, Q, I'm observing it really so much. Like you said, with the loved ones, and I thought, wow, they're here. I feel heart connected. And then I don't know where they went. I'm observing it regularly. And now you've helped me so much. I don't participate as much. I'm still in the process.
Okay. We're out of time. I ran over. I can't wait to hear from you again. Love you. See you in a few hours. We'll be right back.